From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, at a press briefing on his trip to Washington, Foreign Minister Cho Hyun expresses hopes U.S. President Donald Trump's leadership can help create a breakthrough in stalled talks between Washington and Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister Kim Yo-jong denies Seoul's disclosure that Pyongyang removed some of its loudspeakers along the border. And the special counsel team investigating allegations against former First Lady Kim Kon-hee fails in its attempt to seize a membership list from the People Power Party due to strong resistance. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Yoon Soo-hyang. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says he hopes U.S. President Donald Trump's leadership can help create a breakthrough in stalled talks between Washington and Pyongyang. Cho stated the position at a press briefing Thursday, adding that he conveyed these sentiments to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and White House aides during his recent trip to Washington, and they responded positively. Kim Bum-su has more.
Washington and Pyongyang are stuck in a dilemma between denuclearization and nuclear disarmament. With the two sides failing to find a new starting point, Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says Seoul is looking to U.S. President Donald Trump to find a breakthrough.
I would say that we look forward to something being done under President Trump's leadership. North Korea will press the U.S. to accept that it possesses nuclear weapons if they hold talks, but the U.S. maintains that North Korea cannot possess nuclear weapons. Thus, I think some push and pull will be necessary.
Seoul's top diplomat on Thursday held his first news conference after taking office, addressing pending foreign policy issues leading up to the APEC summit in South Korea in late October. If Trump breaks the current impasse with Pyongyang, that might lead to another U.S.-North Korea summit, which Seoul floated last month.
I cannot discuss a hypothetical situation regarding U.S.-North Korea summit talks at APEC. We cannot make policies based on hopes. That is bound to fail. But I would like to add that we should not give up hope.
Cho said officials from Seoul and Washington are closely consulting on ways to end the stalemate. But that's not the only goal for officials coordinating the Seoul-Washington summit later this month, as Trump is seeking ways to reset the terms of its alliance with South Korea. With the U.S. building a greater coalition to effectively handle challenges posed by emerging China, Cho acknowledged that there are fundamental differences between Seoul and Beijing, but said the two neighbors should work to overcome that gap. Kim Bum-su, KBS World Radio News.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has downplayed South Korea's efforts to ease inter-Korean tensions since President Lee Jae-myung took office and has made clear the North's hostile stance. In a statement carried by the North State Korean Central News Agency on Thursday, Kim Yo-jong denied South Korean claims that the North has removed some of its loudspeakers along the inter-Korean border. She said North Korea has not removed any of the loudspeakers and has no intention of doing so, calling peace overtures from South Korea's new government deceptive. Meanwhile, in a regular press briefing Thursday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson Colonel Lee Sung-jun says it stands by its assessment that North Korea dismantled some of its propaganda loudspeakers along the border, while cautioning against being swayed by Pyongyang's statements and adding that the military simply reported what it observed. The special counsel team investigating allegations against former First Lady Kim Kon-hee has attempted to seize a membership list from the People Power Party, but failed after being met with strong resistance. The team said Thursday that it suspended its raid of the party headquarters shortly after midnight due to the party's adamant refusal. The raid was part of an investigation into suspicions that the Unification Church orchestrated mass party enrollments to influence the 2023 leadership race in favor of Representative Kwon Sung-dong. The team said it never demanded the whole membership list, only a list of members who joined during a set time period. It said it will talk with the party about the most efficient way to receive this information. The ruling Democratic Party is seeking to revise special counsel bills mandated to investigate the December 3rd martial law and corruption allegations against former First Lady Kim Geun-hee so that the statute of limitations for suspects who flee is suspended for the duration. 12 Democratic Party lawmakers proposed the amendment on Thursday. Representative Lee Sung-yun said there has been concern that suspects may try to interfere with the investigation by fleeing or assisting accomplices or witnesses escape. Earlier, a close associate of the former First Lady Kim Ye-sung had spent months in Vietnam, spurning summons by the special prosecution before being detained at an airport upon his return Tuesday. Former First Lady Kim Geun-hee refused to answer most questions at her first interrogation since she was detained, cutting the session short after 4 hours. Deputy Special Counsel Moon Hong-ju said in a press briefing on Thursday that the team inquired into allegations that Kim illegally intervened in elections and candidate nominations and that she is currently looking over her statements. The team reportedly questioned her about suspicions that the former presidential couple exerted undue influence over the People Power Party to nominate a candidate of her choice for a by-election in 2022 in return for free data from dozens of polls ahead of the presidential election. Moon said the session ended early because Kim refused to answer most questions. The government will hold a symbolic ceremony on Liberation Day Friday, where civic representatives will duly present a certificate appointing President Lee Jae-myung as president. The presidential office said Thursday that the people's appointment ceremony will be held at Gwanghwamun Square in central Seoul from 8 p.m. to 9:40 p.m. Friday, the 80th anniversary of Korea's liberation from Japanese colonial rule. KBS will serve as the main broadcaster for the ceremony, which will be attended by some 10,000 people, including 80 representatives of the public, specially invited citizens, senior government officials, and representatives from various sectors. Lee took office on June 3rd, a day after he won the presidential elections, without an inauguration ceremony, after the ouster of his predecessor Yoon Suk-yeol following his failed martial law attempt on December 3rd. Meanwhile, the opposition has slammed the ceremony, with Song Eun-seok, floor leader and head of PPP's emergency committee, said on Thursday that the main opposition party will not take part in President Lee's so-called self-coronation. Lee Jun-seok, leader of the minor opposition Reform Party, also said he will not attend, saying that the historical significance of Liberation Day celebrations should not be taken advantage of to put up a personal political event. All former presidents have been invited to the event with the exception of Yoon Suk-yeol, who remains in detention on charges related to the martial law case. However, former conservative presidents Park Geun-hye and Lee Myung-bak have said they will not attend, citing health reasons. Korea Hydro and Nuclear Power plans to upgrade the cooling system for its nuclear reactors amid rising temperatures in the seawater used to cool reactors due to rapid climate change. Korea Hydro made the report to the Nuclear Safety and Security Commission on Thursday. According to the report, the recent climb in seawater temperatures could lead to a halt in 8 nuclear reactors in the next 10 years unless changes are made. Korea Hydro maintains maximum allowable seawater temperatures at 31 to 36.1 degrees Celsius, depending on the reactor. Seawater temperatures at the Shinwolsung Unit 1 and 2 reactors reached almost 31 degrees last year, closing in on the 31.5 degree ceiling and leaving just 6 years to operate safely at this rate. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Yoon Soo-hyang.